No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. We're having all kinds of laughs around here. As always, I am alongside Matty Owen Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. This is the third of our series, our special of three episodes this week, breaking down the Nebraska football schedule. Special guest Michael Sevier has been with us for all three episodes. Michael, thanks for joining us once again.
I just come so I can hear, so I can see this thing happen every
yes.
time.
Yes. Yes.
I'm here. The only reason I'm here. They're like, oh, we'll pay you money. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Let me see Geoff flex.
Yeah, that's yep, right.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's right, folks.
All I wanted.
Well, thanks.
You heard it, Common Fans.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yep. Hey, real quick, Common Fans, get to the Common Fan website, www.commonfan.co. Sign up for the newsletter. Subscribe on YouTube. Like the video. Follow all the written articles. Keep up with all the fun and frivolity of the Common Fans. That's commonfan.co. And make sure you get your Common Fan socks at silliesco.com. Use the promo code GBR for life to get 25% off. That's silliesco.com, promo code GBR, number 4, L-I-F-E, to get 25% off. Gentlemen, we have now gone through the first 8 games on Nebraska football's schedule. All 4 of us, although we got there in slightly different ways, all 4 of us have the Huskers at 7-1, which that in and of itself would be Nebraska's best, like already Nebraska's best regular season, no matter what happens the rest of the way, Nebraska's best regular season since 2016, which is totally insane to think about. Mm-hmm. Huskers started, did they start 7-0 in 2016?
7-0.
Yeah, and then ended 9-3. Yeah, that's right. So big time stuff. This would be so far consistent with the patented Matt Rhule year 3 leap that we talk about a lot on this program and that everybody talks about. He did it at Temple. He did it at Baylor. Can he do it at Nebraska? The last 4 games will tell us the tale. Speaking of which, the USC Trojans in game number 9 come into Lincoln on Saturday, November 1. Nebraska put up a spirited fight against the Trojans in LA last fall. I might suggest that Nebraska played better in that game than most people expected. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Had some awful, awful luck in that game. Like, just tremendously ridiculous
weird,
luck.
Yeah.
Like
balls
weird balls,
weird directions
being and yeah. bouncing around. Yeah, exactly. So Lincoln Riley's Trojans will come into Lincoln on November 1st. We get to play it in Lincoln this time. We said this about UCLA last year. I really hope it's like 20 below and snowing that game for those pretty LA boys. Michael, what do you think about this game?
Man, so USC is a team I really like this year. I have a number of overs already featuring USC. I love what they did on the defensive line. They went out and got just some giant guys. They got a guy in Keyshawn Silver who's like 370 or something like that. Got a kid from UGA, a kid from Kentucky. I love their wide receivers. They have a track team. I always say I think they could finish in the bronze in the 4x4 100 because they are just a bunch of blazers. I love them. One of their guys is on our watch list because of his return abilities for the Jet Award. I just like him a lot. I think, you know, Lincoln Riley, his back's up against the wall. He went out and got a highly rated portal class. He actually went out and got a really good recruiting class as well. I think this team is going to have a breakout this year. And I have Nebraska losing the game. I think it's going to be a high scoring game and they dropped a 7-2, but I really like USC this year.
Hmm. What do you think their win total is going to be at, Michael?
I would say, I think they get to 10-2, 9-3. I believe they're, it's just 7-5. At least that's what it was when I bet it was the over under.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they can get to 9. I think they can actually get to 10. Again, they're going to have more speed than any team they're playing against this year. And it all comes down to Maivea and how he plays. Jordan Maivea, excuse me, how he plays. But I think he's going to do a very good job. I think their running back room is loaded too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're not even in the coach's top 25. They're receiving votes. I thought that was kind of surprising. I feel like they usually get the benefit of the doubt. Lincoln Riley usually gets the benefit of the doubt. I do think it's interesting. We've talked about this on this program many times. You know, he inherited the keys to the kingdom at Oklahoma, and to his credit, he kept the Cadillac running. Just to go ahead and mix my metaphors there. We've talked many times about can he build a championship program on his own? And like, if there's anywhere you should be able to do that, it's USC. Feel like that remains an open question after his first 3 years at USC. Matty O, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm just to piggyback off that, I would agree with that. I mean, he also going into USC had Caleb Williams, which like that makes it a little bit easier on a coach coming into a new situation too. But I think this is, I agree with Michael. I think it's going to be a shootout and it's going to be an old school Dana Holgorsen versus Lincoln Riley chucking the ball around. I do hope that it is, you know, 30, maybe 35, 40 degrees, which is entirely possible. The first setting in November in Lincoln. And it could be a factor. I know the crowd is going to be a factor. You know, anytime USC comes to town, any stadium, it's a big deal, right? So two historic blue bloods, and hopefully maybe they're both, well, you know, good enough record wise that maybe it's a night game. I think that helps Nebraska if it is.
It looks like now it's going to most likely be a 2:30 game.
2:30, my favorite kickoff time, Michael. I love 2:30. You get to see some of the early games. You get to get home in time for the night games. From a fan perspective, of course.
Yeah.
I think we beat USC. I think it's going to be close. It's going to be like a 42-38 or something like that, something crazy. In a shootout. And the old gunslinger, Dana Holgorsen, comes out on top.
One more thing. Ooh. I think this is the third team that Nebraska plays coming off a bye week. So they play Notre Dame, and then they get a bye week to recover from Notre Dame, and then they come to Nebraska.
That was my point right there. Huskers are definitely winning this game because, yeah, they might be coming off a bye week, but they do play Notre Dame before that. And Notre Dame's going to obviously beat the piss out of these guys, so they're going to be demoralized. They're going to be coming into Memorial Stadium just down and out. Their season's just been wrecked by the Fighting Irish. We got this game in the bag easy. It's going to be a blowout.
Like one time where I'm going to let the Notre Dame talk slide. If you're talking, that sounds more positive leaning for the Huskers. So
it does.
I'm letting it slide.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Well, let's do this stretch for USC. This is a stretch. They go to Illinois, then they come home and they play Michigan. Then they go on the road to Notre Dame. They get a bye, and then they come to Nebraska.
Yeah. That's tough. That's a tough.
That's a stretch, boy.
Yeah, let's hope they're beat up enough that even the bye week
They get two byes during that stretch. They get a bye after Illinois, and then they get a bye after Notre Dame.
Oh wow!
They never would have given Nebraska byes like that if they had that stretch.
That's exactly right. To my earlier point, Lincoln Riley's first year at USC went 11-3. In 2023, went 8-5. Last year they went 7-6, and I remember last year. They were kind of surprisingly, I think they were preseason top 15 or something like that. And they were kind of surprisingly,
they beat, what was it, LSU or like first week or two last year?
That was last year?
Last year, 2 years ago.
I thought that was 2 years ago for some reason. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. They all blend together now. Brian Kelly losing an opener. No way. Wow. That never happened.
Don't say.
They did beat by Matty O, 27-20. They beat LSU. Very good.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were so they were number 23, and then after that win, they got up to number 13.
And they lost at Michigan, right? Didn't they lose at Michigan?
Yeah, in a game that actually Michigan won by 3, and USC was winning late, and Michigan drove the length of the field and just shoved the ball down their throat.
Yeah, and USC also lost to Minnesota, right? Late?
Yes.
Yeah. Every time they went two time zones, like they lost, I think.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a welcome to the Big Ten kind of year for the Trojans.
Yeah, it was.
By the time Nebraska went into LA, they had lost 4 out of 5.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were sitting there at 5-5, right?
Yeah, I think both teams, weren't they? Both teams at 5-5? No.
No, no.
Yeah. That's not right. That's not right. Because we were 5-5 when we beat Wisconsin.
We had three after that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Anyway, we're way off track here.
I have a loss. He's got a win.
Oh, yeah. And GF's got to win. Sorry. I'm taking it as a loss.
We're in on you. We're in on you, Burkle.
Sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to take it as a loss as well. I think, to my earlier point, I'm really fascinated to see this unfold for Lincoln Riley. I don't know that they'll, 10-2 would be probably the top end for them, but I think they're going to be better than 7-6. I think they're going to be one of the few teams that have definitively more talent than the Huskers. And if they're rolling coming into Lincoln, I think that's going to be a tough game for the Huskers. So I'm going to pick it as a loss. Michael and I have them at 7-2 at this point. Matty O and Geoff have them at 8-1, which I love, boys. I love them. I'm all for it.
Hey.
Which leads us to the very next week. We play the other LA team. We're at UCLA in the Rose Bowl, Saturday, November 8th. I think a lot of people think UCLA is going to be better this year than they were last year when they came into Lincoln at 2-5. They've got Nico Iamaleva. I don't think I said that right. From Tennessee.
I think you left out a syllable.
I think I did too. what do you think about UCLA? Iamaleva or something?
I think that's how it is, yeah. I don't have a lot of respect for Nico. I think Nico struggles under pressure. I don't think he's going to have a good offensive line as he had in Tennessee. I don't think he's going to have as many talented guys on the outside. They do have a new offensive coordinator. That's a good thing for them because it did not work out last year with their old offensive coordinator.
Hold on. And their last offensive coordinator was Eric sleeping with Bieniemy. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sleeping with the Bieniemy. They went out and they got 3 transfers on the offensive line. That's to fix that offensive line. I still don't think it's going to be that good. They struggled. Good. They couldn't run the ball at all last year. They did, of course, run a little bit against Nebraska. But they went out and they got a transfer from Cal. They open up with Utah and UNLV. Remember, I talked earlier about how Northwestern's going to – I'll know a lot after the Tulane game. I think we're going to know a lot after they play Utah, who I really like, who's got 2 offensive linemen who are draft eligible who could be really good. After they play Utah and UNLV, then I'll know more about UCLA. But I think Nebraska wins the game and moves to 8-2 with a little revenge from last year.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm on that. Geoff, let's go to you. What do you got?
I'm in total agreement there, especially since we were – we were nice enough to host a tailgate for the Common Fan podcast for that UCLA game last year. And for that game to turn out the way that it did and the way things panned out in the end, I was completely offended by UCLA. I was offended by this. We will have our revenge this year. We hosted that tailgate and they ruined our party. I won't let it happen again. So we're winning this game.
Okay.
It was still a pretty good party though. Go ahead, Matty.
It was a good time.
I'm on a W-2. I think it's the Huskers are due out at the Rose Bowl. Like the last time we went out there, I think was Team Magic, and it left a little sour taste in my mouth and Husker lore there at the Rose Bowl. But I think we're not definitely not going to underestimate UCLA this time, and I think we owe them a little payback. So the revenge theme, I think Huskers get the W out in LA.
Woo.
Pasadena, excuse me.
They came. That's right. They came in. We were 5-3, and I remember talking on this. Program. They were 2-5. And so I remember we were saying, okay, just get to 6-3. And then you still have a shot at something. And maybe not the playoff necessarily, but you still have a shot, 8-9 wins. Everything's out in front of you. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And the Huskers just completely laid an egg in that game. I mean,
I think they had the ball for 13 of the first 15 minutes.
UCLA like that. Did. Yes.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
And we got down 20-7 or 27. I mean, it was just we got down maybe worse than that. It was brutal. And then like I made a run at the end, but even then, like we got kind of benefited from a couple of rough, you know, sort of bad calls against UCLA. Like had a hard time punching the ball in the goal line with the clock ticking. And then we got the ball back.
The stadium atmosphere during that game. I don't know if you remember that. It was weird. It was a weird feeling.
They were booing going to halftime. They booed them going to halftime.
Yeah.
It was really flat, really flat.
Matt Rhule was talking about that, how they had no energy in the locker room and he was trying to get them fired up and couldn't get them fired up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got it as a W as well, guys. I think we avenged last year's loss. And I also think, Michael, you mentioned this with the D.C. area. It's also true about California. There's a lot of Husker fans in California.
Yeah. Californians from Nebraska.
It's always funny to me to see the pictures of UCLA Stadium, like literally empty on game day. It will not be empty on this game day. There will be a lot of red in that stadium. So, all right, Michael and I both have the Huskers at 8-2 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Adio and Chioff have them at 9-1 firmly.
Damn.
Eight and two. You're still harboring maybe some playoff hopes. 9-1. You're firmly in the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday night, you're watching TV.
That's right.
The rankings are coming out, baby. And you're going to be right there in the middle of them.
That's exactly right.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
about
awake. Snacks.
I have my brain shut
just
off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
So then after UCLA, we get a bye week, our second bye week on Saturday, November 15th. And then, bop, 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 the Huskers head to Beaver Stadium against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Many folks thinking that Penn State might be the best team in the Big Ten this year. It's at Penn State. It's in Happy Valley. This is going to be
Miss some breaking news? Did they change coaches? Did they get rid of James Franklin? I thought maybe I missed it. Let me Google that. Did Penn State get rid of James Franklin? Okay. No, apparently he's still there. So no one believes they're the best team in the Big Ten. I grew up a Penn State fan, just so you know. I grew up a Penn – hey, little man, I grew up a Penn State fan. I am still a closeted Nittany Lion fan. But the thing that drives me nuts is that James Franklin is the coach sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But don't you feel like there's a little bit of an element of how Nebraska fans used to be with T.O. when he couldn't win the big one? And
no,
there was never a time.
There was never a time when he went. I believe they're like 1-14 against top 10 teams.
I think
he
it's
never
one in,
was.
I think it's
was
one
there.
In 19, isn't it? 1-19.
Well, probably that's true. He was never like that. He was never. He lost bowl games to big teams, and yes, he had the run against Oklahoma where they lost from like 73-78. But dude, no, never, ever was it like this. No. So what did they do last year? When they play every game, Ohio State game, they got two goal line stands, right? Where they couldn't score. They should have beat Ohio State. They go to the Big Ten champ. Does it every time he plays a team that they're an underdog, for the most part, they lose. And every time they play a team where they're a favorite, especially if it's 6 points or more, they win. He's a front runner. He finally went out and got a good defensive coordinator. I hope he lets him coach.
Woo! We don't need to go down a Penn State rabbit hole too much.
Sorry.
Who would they go and get if they got rid of Franklin?
I'm not saying they should fire the man. Don't fire the black man. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's a TV show reference. What my thing is I think many people would love to have that job. It's the only game in town. A lot of alumni, there's a lot of money there. It's the only thing they're giving their money to. There's no other sports they're worried about. I think a lot of people would love to have that job. I'm not saying Matt Rule.
I don't think Matt Rule wants to go home.
Yeah. First of all, if Matt Rule got that job, it meant that he did a really good job here.
Yeah.
So forget about that. But yeah. I don't think Matt Rule would want to do that. Going home isn't what it's cracked up to be. Sign Scott Frost.
Yeah, Scott Frost. Yeah.
And he's not the only one, too. There's a lot of guys that would say that. But James Franklin drives me crazy, just so you know.
Whew. Okay, so do you want to tell us whether you think it's a W or an L for the Huskers? When you started talking about James Franklin, I thought you were saying he's going to lay an egg against Nebraska. I thought that's
no, they're going to probably be a 10-point favorite against Nebraska, and they'll beat Nebraska.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, man. Best running back room in the Big Ten. You know, probably a top 10 drafted quarterback in Drew Aller.
I think we're all going to. We're all going to be similar on this one. Matty O.
I don't need to say too much about it. Happy Valley. It's tough. I mean, tough game to get to for Husker fans. I think you got to fly into, I don't remember where, the 2 hours from Happy Valley. And then
Harrisburg, baby.
Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. I think it's an L. I don't feel like I have to give much more than that.
No, you don't. You don't.
With Matty O.
Thank
on
you.
That one.
Thank you.
Can't win them all, guys.
No.
I will just point out, interestingly enough, I referenced this on one of these episodes with Michael here. I went on our dear friends at the OHIO podcast and Ohio State podcast, kind of gave them the Nebraska preview, and we went through the Husker schedule, and Eric Boggs, host of the OHIO podcast, picked Nebraska to win this game.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
The key to beating them, Penn State is 18-0 when Drew Aller completes more than 62% of his passes. 18-0. They're 2-3 when he does not. You got to get
interesting.
Get to the quarterback.
I'm going to take it as an L as well. I think it's too a bridge too far for where the Husker program is going to be. Even if they right the ship, even if they turn it around, even if we're 8-10 win territory this season, even in like the best case scenario where let's say we win 10 games and we're talking playoff, I don't think Penn State's going to be one of those games we win. That's where I'm going to
die.
Okay. So Michael and I have the Huskers at this point at 8-3. And Matty O and Geoff have them at 9-2. Is that right?
Yep.
And that brings us, gentlemen, to the day after Thanksgiving in Lincoln, where it will probably be 12 degrees against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Mm-hmm. Matt and Geoff have heard me say this many times. Michael, the anger about the 2024 loss is not very far below the surface.
No,
it's bubbling at all times for me.
Yeah.
Nebraska won every facet of that game. They dominated every part of that game, every statistical category, and they found a way to hand it away to the Hawkeyes.
They didn't dominate special teams.
Well, mm-hmm. fair point.
Special teams.
But and that's basically a main reason why they handed the game away. How thoroughly satisfying would it have been to win in dominant fashion in Iowa City? Would have finished 7-5 instead of 6-6, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty good vibes coming out after the Huskers bowl win. I don't want to diminish that, but such an infuriating loss. The Hawkeyes, Nebraska's lost 9 out of 10 to Iowa. They have been, I would argue they haven't, Iowa hasn't always been the better team when we've played them, 2024 being a prime example. They've been the more stable and arguably better coached program for the last 10 years, because in that time, Kirk Ferentz has been their only head coach, and we've had, we're on our fourth head coach at that time. Pelini, if you count 2014, Pelini, Riley, Frost, Rule. So, unfortunately, at the annoyance of all Husker fans, Iowa's had about their best stretch of football ever, and it's coincided with Nebraska's most unstable stretch, at least since the 50s, maybe ever. That's a lot of babbling from me, Michael. What do you think about this one?
All right, this is again me yelling at the Big Ten. They send Nebraska off to the Netherlands, right? Just hard to get to. I know I used to live there as a kid. Hard to get to, hard to get from. They send them out there. Probably will be a late game. Then they got to come back. Again, short week. Do they give them a night game like they gave Iowa last year? No, no, no. They don't give them a night game. They give them an early game like they do in the Big Ten. That's what they do to Nebraska. It's disgusting. I can say a lot about Iowa. I'm going to say this as we would say it in Louisiana, baby. Let me tell you this. They have a new quarterback. They got a good running back. They got a good offensive line. They got a good defense. I don't give a damn. Nebraska wins this game.
Yeah,
pure general hatred because of that stupid handshake thing. They win the game based off of that. Walk away 9-3 to end the season.
Let's go.
You know what Michael was referring to there is the college football industrial complex. I mean, that's exactly what's going on here.
Yes,
the college football,
Big Ten runs that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Geoff, let's go with you. What do you think about this Nebraska-Iowa game?
Michael alluded to it. I mean, haven't you guys seen on Twitter or X, they've got a quarterback now. I mean, this
Gronkowski
guy
threw a five-yard out on the money.
He can roll out and throw a nine-yard pass short of a first down like nobody else, man. It's crazy.
Hold on. Now, he did win back-to-back FCS championships, and he was the FCS champion player of the year 2 years ago. Calm down.
Enough with those stats, Michael.
He rushed for like 800 yards. Okay, go.
I'm with Michael though. We have to win this game. Eventually the tide has to turn. It can't, logic just says that eventually we're going to get one of these, right? It's happening this time. We're going to win this game. There's no freaking way that we're not. I'm calling it right now.
Love it. Mattio?
Yeah, I think at least by my eyes, like, you know, several years ago, you could tell the size and strength of Iowa was way better than Nebraska's. The physicality was way better than Nebraska's. We've caught up. We're just as fit. To me, by my eyes, we're just as physical as Iowa. We can match them blow for blow. So then it comes down to the discipline, right? The discipline, doing the little things, the special team stuff. We've said it before, just in general, if Nebraska can just be average at special teams,
yep,
and not have back-breaking penalties, they can beat anybody. Well, it's time to start showing we're the more talented team and be disciplined and just take care of business. And I think we take care of business against Iowa and finish 10-2.
Woo. Before I do my pick, Michael, I would love for you to elaborate a little bit on, it sounds like you think they might be pretty good this year.
Oh, I do. I mean, when are they not pretty good? I mean, that's what they do.
Right.
They do have a tougher schedule than they had last year. I will admit that, but I like Gronkowski. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. And as I mentioned, they reload, they got offensive line. That's got two guys that are NFL draft picks, with one of them being probably a first round pick. I think they'll be better at running back cause they'll have more depth than they had last year. I think overall they're a good team. I could see them being, you know, sitting around the same spot Nebraska is. I think if I was going to pick them, I probably would go with 8 wins for them, say they're 8-4 based off of what I know about their schedule and what I know about they're bringing back and what they've added.
I'm not going to go too far down this road, but I hope we don't reach a point where the Huskers rue the day that we couldn't get over the hump against some of their teams with absolutely miserable quarterbacks who didn't belong even playing the position. It does make me a little bit nervous that now they have a guy who actually has played the position before and looks pretty good. That said, I think for all the reasons you guys said, I'm taking it as a W. It's got to stop.
Yeah.
They're not the superior program. We are. And we need to start our own. We need to start our own decade of dominance against the Hawkeyes.
Right.
And it starts now. Huskers get the win in Lincoln. So Michael and I got us at 9-3. Matty O and GF got us at 10-2. We can go for a few more minutes, guys, real quick.
Damn. 10-2. They're in the playoff, right?
That's where I was going.
They are, right? The top 14 in the Big Ten. Would you say that makes sense?
I think so.
The two teams that go to, do you think they go to the Big Ten championship game? No, probably not, right?
Probably not.
So they don't go to the Big Ten championship game.
We had them with two conference losses too.
I mean, you got Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State. Like your leaders in the clubhouse are Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State, probably, right? For the playoff?
Yep.
And two of those three probably for the Big Ten championship game.
And then one of those teams, the loser is going to have another loss. So you figure if all of them have like one loss, that's two losses. So you're going to have a team losing the Big Ten championship game. It'll probably be 10-2, the same as Nebraska would be 10-2.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the other thing is like if they're 10-2 and they lost to, you know, right now, I think the only ranked teams that they play are Michigan and Penn State. That can change. Right. But let's say they're 10-2, and those are their two losses, and they haven't really beat anybody.
Yeah.
You know, would that change the company? I think a 10-2 Big Ten team, you know, again, unless Illinois is also 10-2 or, you know, something like that.
That would be Indiana last year with based off of they only had the one loss, but they only played one. Well, they also played Michigan. They beat Michigan. So maybe that'd be comparable to Nebraska beating Michigan as well. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
At the very least, 10-2, you're in the playoff conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're more than in the conversation. Like you're in the battle for the
playoff. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is a thoroughly enjoyable exercise. Thanks for hanging with us, Common fans. Again, if you're just stumbling upon this episode, we did two other episodes this week where we looked at the first four games in Nebraska's schedule and the middle four games in Nebraska's schedule. Make sure you check out all of those episodes. The season is almost upon us. Special thanks to Michael Sevier. Michael, you're the man.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Can I get a go away flex?
Yeah, one more flex from Geoff.
Wow.
Came down in front.
Oh, I have this one in there too. Stand
up with my arms. It's ridiculous.
So much in the bag of tricks.
This is why you need to subscribe to the YouTube channel. You get all this.
Get all this stuff. Yeah.
That's right. If you're only listening right now, you're really missing out. Geoff really is flexing. Missing. He's got a tie on. There's all sorts of weird shit going on.
You miss my dog. My kid changing for work. You miss all kinds of stuff.
All right. Thanks to Michael Sevier. And thanks for hanging with us, Common fans. Next week is game week. We'll be back at you very soon. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.